Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Shout Even Shy, singing The Words You Cannot Say. Excuse me. Well, welcome to A Team of Voices Radio. I'm not really prepared, but it is Saturday. It's Saturday. I thought you said this time that I kept calling in, and I said, well, she must have meant later.
No, that was my fault.
Sorry, I'm late.
I lost check. Didn't fix it.
That's okay. I slammed down my dinner anyway. Well, welcome to Team of Voices Radio. We are a writing group from allpoetry.com. In the groups, you can find us there. It's free to join. Team of Voices, A-T-O-V. We share Blog Talk Radio so we can share our work. We follow along through All Poetry. The number here, 646-668-2837. That's 646-668-2837. It is free to join allpoetry.com. You can find us in the groups section at Team of Voices. Knock on the door. Deborah will let you in. And speaking of the devil, Deborah Lee is with me. I guess we'll be minus AP Taylor this week. He had previous engagement in another country.
Sure did.
So,
he's out in New Zealand.
So we're gonna. Yeah, New Zealand. I'll be flying into Auckland in a month. About a month.
I know. It's exciting.
Big bed, big plane. Yeah, we are holding. No, this is a holdover from last week. We had too many. We got to chatting last night or last week, so we're carrying over the prompt of light. Anything light means to you comes across however you want to write it. Light, red light. See the light. Don't go into the light. Lighter than a feather. So, in fact, I found mine. I forgot I hadn't even posted mine. Any announcements, Deb? You want to start off? I don't have my page in front of me.
Well, I suppose I could tell everyone that on Monday, for Personal Prompt Monday, aside from the art, we are doing quotes by Xylophonic Blues. And the series has been coming out amazing. We have been inspiring each other incredibly. The poems week after week that are inspired by each, whomever that peer might be, have been spectacular poetry. I think we write a little more from the heart and a little harder when it's for someone we spend daily time with, you know? So, and then I believe that takes us to the last Tuesday of the month, which means that it's time to hang out with Raconteur. Though I'm not sure what his topic is, he usually goes live at 11. So for the moment, we'll just leave it right there with the two of those. And I also want to remind everyone that it's almost April, which means two things. The annual Winter Park Paint Out will be coming soon. And in that event, we wait for the artist to paint pictures right there on the sidewalk in Florida. And then we choose an artist and we write. And this year, the points accumulated to that will be awarded come out to be 1,000,000 points, thanks to our dynamic duo, Stephen and Kay, and their monumental donation of points to the cause. A Team of Voices sponsors that every year, and it's our honor to do that. And any day now, keep your eye out for the contest that will close out during the month of April, which is part 4 of the monthly series sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. And in that one, the top prize is $100. And we have changed our prizes for that. We've done away with the silver winner altogether, and AP has bumped up the prizes, and both the second and third place winners, the winners of silver and bronze, will both receive a month of free membership to allpoetry.com. So it's $100, gold month, and this month the art that will be featured is a drawing by Sweet Pea's mother-in-law, and she sadly passed away recently, and this is the last known drawing by her mother-in-law, and it's a great drawing, so keep your eye out for that.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, so and her mother-in-law was an amazing artist, and talk about living a full life. There's a little bio that Sweet wrote, and I'll only say one of the things, but her very first car was a Model T Ford, so how cool is that? But, yeah, so we have all that to look forward to. And then over at A Poetic Slice on the 29th at 7:30, which is Wednesday night, they are featuring the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's Predator, so that ought to be a really cool show. Them predators are pretty scary, so check out their topic. And I think that's everything, other than, in case I didn't say so, A Team of Voices is sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation, as is the contest, and we thank him for that. And the judges in the contest for the foundation is the board of a Team of Voices, AP and Hatter and Sweet Pea and myself. So you are now informed. And just one quick shout out to Carmine, because Mr. Carmine, you were a big hit. I've had a number of people ask if you were going to be a regular feature. So I said, we'll see how that goes. Back to you, Hatter.
That sounds like a plan. Yeah, that was great, having Carmine with us last night. Yeah, outstanding. Now, did you have the dates for the Winter Park? I missed it. I have the.
I don't.
Do we have the exact date?
I don't have the exact dates yet, and I know that Mark Andrew J. Terry is in the process of putting together the contest, and it's an elaborate contest filled with information. I believe it's usually the middle to the end of April, so there's, you know, a fistful of weeks, and the release of the April contest for the AP Taylor Poetry Foundation will be coming out in the next couple of days, probably before the weekend ends, possibly, and then it'll be judged in April, so... And Hatter, I just want to mention that we are being hit with some mega fog. So I absolutely, absolutely have to be done at 10 so that I have extra time to go drive to my son. So with that being said, I put your poem on the board, big brother.
Put mine. Oh, okay. Yeah, Deborah's got to keep me in line on track. Come on. And there it is, called Alice Come Out and Play. They like those eyes, Jim.
Yeah.
Goes like this. Promise me I will see the light the day before I die. Questions heard with unholy words, asking if I'll try. To free the soul as if foretold, blackbirds will lead the way. For when the dark falls apart, it will need a place to stay. Fight the fields of battles past and count the seven sins. Taken down underground, it's where it all begins. Free the rhyme if it sounds like mine, the words you cannot say. You hear the name that starts the game. Alice, come out and play. Info.
Aww. Way cool. And I always love when you dip into the Alice in Wonderland mode. I guess both technically.
The line, tell you the truth, the line came to me as I was trying to wrap it up, and I said, "Alice, okay, well, let's review it." So I stuck it in there. That's a means to end it. See, I can get away with a lot that way.
I like that you ended it with Alice Come Out and Play, and I like the expression in the eyes on the art that you drew. Anyone who's listening, that's one of Hatter's sketches there. I growled him a lot for not giving himself any credit, not in the author's notes or on the radio or anything, but it's an awesome poem, Hatter, and an awesome drawing.
Thank you. Thank you. So what do we got next? Let's just pounce them out real quick.
Okay. I think what we'll do next is one of the recordings. And it just so happens that, as I mentioned a moment or so ago, that the prompt for Monday are pieces of poems by Xylophonic Blues. So I think what I'll do is I will grab his link, and then we can listen to his recording for your show for tonight. So let me grab his link, take it to the chat wall. And as soon as you tell me that you see it, I'll push play.
I see it.
Okay, then here we go. Xylophonic blues.
Rye, ripples crease, the chalcanthite sky slipped through the veil. Five, honeysuckles tangles where the fern lilies dipped. Scaffold on placid self-made fugues. Naked feet were on azure sheet, stretching over moss footprint hill. Coolness softly whitening by degrees, kissing languidly in the shade. Six. Shades silent lodging, oxygen's pitch tent, crowding on the brooks. Hide our cheeks and shade our eyes. Sultry passion wrists spirally. Aurora dust beyond crannies, violet butterflies play. I invite the breeze that still detains his coming. Why so slow? Gentle and volatile spirit of the air. Lapis lazuli breathe upon the conquering earth. Seven. A scattered gorge, a fragment now hollow. Swallowtails ride on wings beyond white leopard snows. I prayed. The sky began to hunger for stars. Alabaster daffodils dashed in a cloud. Azure sent aloft morning's blue sequin moon. End poem.
Well, now that was a great reading, but I have a question, Hatter. Did it start at number five?
Yes, it did. I was going to say, how do you want to handle that?
Yeah, I'm wondering that myself because, to be honest, when I saw it, I was trying to figure out how he could read such a lengthy, beautiful poem in a minute and 35 seconds. Well, apparently because it started with number five. The poem's really cool, so I'm a little bit bummed that it was somehow cut, but I'm double looking and the recording that I...
Go ahead and read the first four, or however you want to handle it.
Actually, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if we can get him to make a new recording and... present it on another show, because I always like it better when we can hear the poet.
Yeah,
but again, the parts that fit on there,
yeah,
that the imagery is off the charts.
Yeah, jumped right at five. Yeah, and that's half the poem.
Yeah, because it's just not the same. I mean, we can read for people. Of course we'll read for them, but when they go to the trouble to make the recording, I think he would probably... He probably had no idea, and I see that he's read it before on other shows, so I'm wondering if maybe nobody mentioned that it was only half of the poem on there, which, like I said, it's really, really strange because it's a SoundCloud on his SoundCloud page, and all I do is convert it to an MP3. So anyway, let's not make a big deal out of it, and we will see what Hal wants to do for the future on that.
This piece, I used to write in this style, very cryptic, it's sort of hard to follow along, but that makes them read it again, which is a plus. A lot of metaphors, one after the other. He's definitely got something to say. He's got all the tools. This is good. I've always wondered why they list him. Is that a vigette? Or how do you say that? When you number them?
Yes, it is. And it's a vignette.
Vignette.
Each piece, the numbered pieces, are considered vines. Vines in the vignette.
Oh, okay. I had a question, but, and I know the answer to this, but it's Liz Lapis Lazuli. Lazuli. I know the Lazulis were the little meerkat manor Lazuli, but what is Lapis Lazuli? I guess I can find out. No, maybe not. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm muted. And what was the question again?
Lapis lazuli. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Oh, it's the color blue?
Is it really?
Uh-huh. I believe it's also a stone, if I'm not mistaken. Lapis lazuli.
Yeah, I got the meaning.
Yeah,
the gem of wisdom.
And it's
gem of
really
wisdom.
Pretty stone.
Images. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's got it.
Isn't
that
cool?
Is pretty.
It's sort of like, what is it, turquoise? The turquoise and stuff that is in a lot of American Indian jewelry.
Okay.
I would imagine that they use that beautiful blue lapis lazuli as well. So.
Cool. Learn something every day. Very good. Okay. Back. Oh, well, who we got next?
Well, I was thinking that since quite often by the time we get to recordings, the live portion shuts down and poor Jenny has to go back and listen to her poem. So I was thinking that we would go directly to her poem and because I see her out there and we will.
Do they have a show over at the Slice of Poetic Life now?
I don't believe their next show is until Wednesday. It used to be Skies Night, but she changed till Thursday permanently.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And I'm sure there's something happening at LMP and LCN, but I don't have any details. But
well, we can make a prank call.
Not to either one of the ones I just mentioned. I won't. But anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, let's tell me when you see Jenny's link, and we will play hers.
And get his own. Yeah, Jenny's in the studio, I saw.
Yeah, that's why I want to get hers on.
Okay. And yeah. I got it.
All right. And without further ado, here we go.
Rocking in my chair, pulling at my hair, I scream, "Hey, subconscious, stop being pompous. Sick of your lies, your inner betrayals, a psychosis gore. Don't need your false eyes. I don't know what's true anymore. You refuse to let me believe the positive words spoken. Failed me too many times, convincing myself I'm not special. The dark side of my mind is shoddy. Please make it stop being so haughty. Indeed of a brain recall, shutting you up to let love light in. Can't hurt me now. Get out of my head. I'm letting love win."
No more room for you, Wayne. Wow. There's a lot of hurt. Failed me too many times, convincing myself I'm nothing special. Wow. That's why we write. Leave it on the page. Leave it in your words. Don't carry it around with you. Yeah, Jenny, it's very, very heartache here. Arguing with myself in my mahogany-colored wicker chair, pulling at my fried burgundy frosty gray hair. I scream, "Hey, wicked subconscious, stop being so pompous." That's a good little line scheme there at the end. Conscious, pompous. What do you think, Deb?
I agree. I think that pompous, I can't even find it now, but I thought it was at the very end here.
It's very first.
Oh, it's at
the beginning.
Stop being so pompous. It's the last line. Yeah. I feel the emotion coming from it. And you refuse to let me believe the positive words spoken about me. Well, Jenny, believe it, because I don't know who this might be about. And if it's your own subconscious, tell it to bugger off, because we kind of think you're special around here, and we're glad you stumbled in, and you're an amazing participant, and we appreciate you very much. And your poem, that, like I said, the wording's great. I've battled with that voice in my head too. You got to shut it up and just keep writing it out, but believe it. You're awesome.
Yeah. One thing, when you guys make the sound clouds, make sure we get the total intro. Maybe it's got to give a couple seconds before you start reading. That was sort of a cut off at the beginning too, I think. Deb, well, who's next?
Well, I think I might read mine.
Okay.
So I'm grabbing that. As we motor along here, doing quite well. Okay, let's see. Take that one because we used it. And take this one because we used it. And take Heather's. And where is, there's mine. Okay. Mine, I was really, really surprised. It's almost got 1,000 views, Heather, and it's a front page pick.
What?
A front page pick, I know. And I'm sorry, I got sidetracked because I was just seeing that there was a small message from Stephen that someone, they're sitting there in total darkness because someone took out a telephone pole in their, the telephone pole in their backyard snapped in half and the power lines are on the ground. Wow. They might, who knows how fast they'll get it. He's afraid they might not be able to come for Monday. But, wow. I mean, if it has to snap and fall, I'm glad it's only in the backyard and it didn't fall on their home, you know, and that they're both okay. So that's what's most important, you know. But, wow. Crazy weather's going on everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I see that on the board. Jenny said, "Oops, I'm sorry, I'm new at that." So, like, just in your, take a deep breath and count to five, and then start speaking, and it should avoid that circumstance for you. But anyway, so I couldn't decide which way to go. So I, as usual, came back with a mixed bag, and it's called Late Sight, Making Things Visible. Here we go. Pastel-tinted petals perfume the backyards as daytime glows from the rays of sunlight, stimulating flowers in the garden to bloom, then colored blossoms grow in the daylight. At dusk, the sun ducks down the landscape and the sky is lit up by beams of moonlight. Titanium dots freckle the dark ebony views added on the sky from the glitter and starlight. Outside, walking down the sidewalks at night, the path is lit by the amber from the gaslight. On the streets of town, poles line the curbs, tossing down streams of titanium lamplight. Lights are in lamps, in torches, and in eyes, too. You can extinguish the blaze in the firelight, but do not let people extinguish the light in you. End poem. Are you muted, Heather?
Oh, yeah. Profound, saying the most profound things I've ever said in my life. No, this is very, at dusk, the sun ducks down the landscape. You do a lot of, from memory, close your eyes and you see what you want to see, describe it. Is that what you do? And another question, was there another angle that you thought you might write about light about? Or you just knew this was the one?
No. I wasn't sure where to go, whether I was going to go with one particular light or a variety of light, or change it up altogether and go with the fact that feathers are light and have it not be light that you see, but light that, like weightlifting, like feathers, light. I couldn't figure out, so I went back to the light and I grabbed all those different types of light and then tried to figure out how I could piece them together into one sort of story that led up to the light in your eyes. And I wanted to leave it with a positive message, not to let people extinguish your light, because quite often when you're too cheerful, people try to bring you down. Like I've been called a bleeding heart by someone so many times that I started to think it was a bad thing, and then I realized it's not. I'm not going to feel apologetic for caring for people or for looking for the good in people or for wanting to make someone smile. So I chopped that person out of my life, and now we do our own radio shows.
Well, that's it. That's it. If you're an empath or you feel the pain of others, you know, don't let anything change you, because that's for those that don't feel or can't feel. We balance the universe out, and if you quit, it unbalances everything. Don't let it change you. I say that so terribly.
No, the message you were trying to put out there is pretty clear. Don't let people do it to you, you know.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So
and leave a little bit. Leave a little bit for you.
Right. Yeah. And that's the hardest part. Often is trying to leave a little something for yourself in there.
Yeah. And It always stings bad when you are in need of something and nobody shows up, type of thing. But that shouldn't change you, though. You know, don't let it change you. That's happened to me several times. Yeah, my dad always taught me. My dad was that way. If he heard power tools somewhere in the neighborhood, that's where my dad would be. And next thing you know, I'm being volunteered to help build, you know, put in the patio or build the fence, which is just fine. So I'm the same way. Got to know what somebody needs help with. That was the best trait of my dad. He taught it in me that you borrow something, you take it back cleaner and full of gas. You know, every time.
You know how much better the world would be if more people thought along the lines of your dad. Just saying.
Yeah, and one of the rules he had is you have to get along with your neighbors. Just do it. You got to bend over backwards, get along with your neighbors. There's nothing worse than coming home to somebody having a problem with somebody just over next to you. And he lived it. My dad was probably the greatest neighbor you could want. But, yeah, thank you, Dad. All right. Who's next? Keep them going.
Well, I have put Poetic Picassos on the board. So if you click on Frank, I'll push play.
I got it.
And here we go.
As vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Begin now! Helpless souls of purgatory remain trapped within the ebony ashes. The rows of hoary bones and skulls bleed, and the heavy heap of snow Christmas Eve is the night the stalker of human souls roams. The solitary rows of dilapidated tombstones of the mourners. A sable shuttle from amongst the alabaster mist emerges, searching to quench his thirst of inland victims perished. Fear sustains his dark presence, for he is the ominous warning, as the hand of the clock strikes the loud clangor resounding. From the metallic bells within the wooden belfry of the cathedral, in the large porcelain figures of the angels drop tears of acid rain, as the creepy shade of a daunting demon flies above them like a crow, with such a horripilation of dread tingling down my startled spine. I can see the guise clearly, of the ghostly pallor of his evil eyes. Feel the deep air of his cold breath reaching the edge of my stiff neck as I stare into the image of damnation and its inexcrutable horror flashing, the abomination of the dreadful curse of the wind-blown winter. The midnight hour has arrived, and the eerie echoes of his voice are here. I sense I'm slowly being pulled into the hypnotizing light bulb scene. I try to resist this insanity mightily, but I'm fading away from this world. I cannot escape the terrible sounds of his bloody laughter forsaken me. A light bulb explodes. Good God, am I losing my mind? This is only a horrendous dream. No! No! End of boom.
Man. What was that part? The midnight hour has arrived, and the eerie echoes of his voice I hear. You know, so Poe-like.
Yeah.
Telltale Heart type of narrative. Wow, it's sort of a demon, soliloquy.
Yeah, and he also got me at the end, because usually he ends with the laughter, and good thing I was muted, because I was about to talk, and then he continued just a little bit further. I also like in the presentation, in the beginning, there was like the music and all before he dove into the poem. But like right from the get-go there, countless souls of purgatory remain trapped within the ebony ashes. The thought of the purgatory is such a scary place, you know. I mean, I definitely don't want to go there ever. Down further, I can see the guise clearly of the ghostly parlor of his eyes, of his evil eyes. Feel the deep air of his cold breath reaching the edge of my stiff neck, and just the thought of cold breath, because usually there's a warm, like you feel somebody talking and it's warmth, and the thought of the cold along with the evil eyes gives you the chills. And I know we say it all the time, but it's because it's so damn true. He is such a theatrical reader. His presentations are always fantastic. This is no exception.
Yeah, yeah. Performance art, indeed, yeah. Very good. Thank you, Frank. Classes the place up a bit.
Yeah, definitely great. I could see him entertaining in like coffee shops and the people going, and sitting there, and then when he got to the laugh, can you imagine the collective joy from the terror in the room, because you know how the first time somebody hears that laughter, they're always like, oh, wow. Imagine the first time hearing him do it in person in a, like I said, in a cafe. Yeah. That would be really cool.
Yeah, I got to attend one of those. I think they have them locally around here somewhere. I have to attend some. See what it's like.
Yeah. We'll have to reach out to Becky. I remember.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I remember she was going to do one, and we asked her to record it. I wonder if she did. I'll have to check that out. It would be cool.
Yeah.
I miss hearing her beautiful southern charm and her voice.
I agree. And the constant giggling in the back.
Yeah. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, she's hanging out with her grandbabies, and, like, who would trade that for the world?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, hopefully she'll come back and read for us again.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. Hey, what date is the anniversary, our anniversary?
Well, it was kind of a couple days ago. But
was it?
Yeah, but the thing is, because our suite is dealing with more than one death in the family at the moment, it didn't feel right to celebrate without her. So we will just have a delayed celebration. But we are 4 years old already, which is a really cool thing.
Years.
Time flies, don't you think?
Damn.
Back to the day that we were sitting here talking about starting our radio show, and here we are 4 years later already, and we have people listening to us in 74 countries. It's amazing. I'm so proud of us. And now it's led to inspiring A.P. Taylor to create the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation and to offer the great prizes that he does, and he sponsors us, and it's just, for lack of a better word, it's just a great big love fest and mutual respect and admiration, and we all get so much joy out of it, and I love the way the four of us get along, it means, I think I might have mentioned this to you this afternoon, but it means the world to me to be tied to you three. You all have a special place in my heart, and I just wish the cloud would go away from my suite so she can get back into the swing of things, but it'll happen. We just got to give her time to take care of everything, which is most important, because at a Team of Voices Radio, real life always comes first, and we don't hold it against people.
That's right, and she knows she's got friends here anytime she needs us.
All right, so let me see here. I was just double-checking the studio because I noticed that Crystal had added in a couple different sound clips, one of which was for Linda's show last night, but I don't see one for this one, so I am going to read for my little sis, and I'm on my way to the chat wall with it as soon as I find it, because I was giving a quick message to Stephen, telling him how glad I am that, although they're dealing with the blackout and whatnot, him and Kay are both fine, and that's what's most important.
So we're approaching 15 minutes to the top of the hour, so we're doing okay, right, for you?
We're doing fantastic, yeah. We have Crystals, and then we have two recordings left, Arcana and Pee Wee, so we're doing great.
Okay.
So if you click on Crystals, I'll read.
Yep, I got it. Yep,
okay.
I got it in front of me.
Okay, this is Light in Your Lips by Crystal Hope. Here we go. Beautiful moonlight shining in the day, brighter than the sun. I hold your hand, staring into your eyes and stroking your thumb. We listen to moonlight hover over the beams of a silver light. Your smile beats with my heart and my cold hands shiver with fright. Your salmon lips press against mine, and my fingers brush your bristled chin. Your surprised glare has a cheek blushing, and your moist lips go back in. My eyes beckon open to see the glimmer resting on your porcelain face. The warmth in your smile fumigating is forever my happy place. End poem. So
wow. I don't think I've ever had my thumb stroked.
Well, you know, like you're holding hands and you just, your thumb rubs on their thumb and you just like, you know, a little tender endearment.
Oh, okay. Like petting my thumb. Okay. That's very good. You know, Crystal has no problem relaying the emotions in her words. I noticed that she reads really fast and her words are, I don't know, that doesn't sound right, are fast. Your smile beats with my heart, cold hands shiver with fright. Huh. Somebody else got something to say. Your salmon lips press against mine. What's the one where the face goes back in? Are we talking about and your moist lips go back in. Your surprising glare has my cheeks blushing. Okay.
Like you lean back in.
Okay.
Open. Watch it, Hatter. It's Saturday, not Sunday.
Okay. The rest of your life on your moist lips face. The warmth is in your smile, fumigating. It's sort of my happy place. In the game. You know, we keep saying this, being that we write just about every day, everybody's getting so much better. And you mentioned it about the some of the prompts that have been some of the shows that people have been posting to work on. It's a same large group. We get new people now and then. But you can surely tell, like Phil the Poet and Titus, Frank, we missed Jerry Green, is another one, just writes so good. And it inspires me. But, I mean, I don't dare put something half-assed on anymore. Have to compete. Yeah. You do something.
We do.
Every day.
We are blessed to have stellar poets around us.
There you go. Yeah. You know, and then it comes to that point where you're learning from people you don't really know it by reading their work and critiquing, commenting. Only makes one a better writer. So, all right, who's next?
The next poem is by Pee Wee Cushion. And it's,
okay.
As I said, it's a recording, so tell me when you see the link.
I got it.
Okay, here comes his recording.
Long walk down a short road. To drink in sunrise over the ocean, a magnificent sight to behold. This lifetime giving me but a quotient, mere days on years told. Breathing in the salt, the brine of the tide, now is the time I must go. Walking westward, thoughts won't hide, wings carrying me home. Memories, your face cuts, a serrated knife, failures known and so told. Fleeting happy notes, this somber knell of life, thinking of you, walking slow. Nearing molten fiery pot of gold, dismay. Fungi festive, my mold grow. in debris, substance being cast away. Long walk down a short road. End poem.
Wow. Long walk down a short road. My uncle used to have a saying, he would say, long walk off a short pier.
Pier, yeah.
He would use orchard a lot since he was a farmer. Long walk on the shores. It was a different philosophy of how to deal with things back then. Nearing mostly fiery pot of gold dismay, fungi festive, my mold growed. Debris substance being cast away. That sounds like, you know, when you step on those bags, those mushrooms that are bags of pollen. Poof. Millions of spores.
Yeah.
Very good. Pee-wee, he's definitely got something to say, too. He's a very good writer. Another one that classes the place up. Thanks, Pee-wee.
I agree, yeah. I think that every poet that has been participating, like you were saying earlier, every week they get better and better. And I mean, I've said this before, but if we write on a daily basis and we don't get better, there's something wrong with us. But it's nice when we know that someone recognizes it and mentions that we see, you know, the improvement. And I see this one as an award winner. And I like that I think it's the third stanza is like, whoa, memories. Your face cuts a serrated knife. Failures known and so told. Feeling happy notes, fleeting happy notes. This somber knell of life. Thinking of you. Walking slow. There's just so much pain and ache and heartbreak in just that one stanza, let alone the whole poem. And sometimes even that, okay, so it's a short road, but because you're so steadily weightlifting sorrow and heartache, the road seems endless. So that long walk down a short road seems to make a lot of sense when you see the heavy load that the walker is carrying with them. So I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, you know, the long road, it reminds me when I was walking through the Nevada desert trying to get to the nearest town, and I took the shortcut of the Crow Flies, and every rise that I arrived to, all I saw was another straight road disappearing over another rise. I'd hurry up and get to it. Pretty soon I figure out I'm not going to get near any town by the time it gets dark. And that was a hell of a feeling with the night of the dogs. But, yeah, good piece, Pee-wee. Thank you.
It's like, did you ever see how they use the metaphor to show something that seems like you'll never overcome it? It's usually, well, for a movie, you're trying to run down a corridor, and the faster you run, the longer the corridor gets. And that's the kind of feel I get from the title of The Long Walk Down a Short Road. It's like no matter how far you go, it seems like you have a little bit further, and it was supposed to be a short road. So really, really awesome.
Yeah, I wrote a short story once about that. The hallway just kept getting longer. I think there's a night gallery, probably a Twilight Zone, that has that where I picked it up. I used to read a lot of horror short stories from Lovecraft, and I'm wondering if I had, that's where I got it, was H.P. Lovecraft. But it's a good title. It's a good hook line. Long walk down a short road. Build the whole thing around that one piece. So we got one left, and we're right at 5 minutes to the top of the hour. That gives you time.
I know. How much more perfect can we get? I'm thrilled. getting the poems taken care of, and getting done on time, too. Yoo-hoo. So the next one is by another theatrical, impressive poet. So I can't wait to hear what he sent for us. And tell me when you see it.
Got it.
Okay, then here we go.
Dancing the air midst waltzing wings, circling in frantic whirling ballets, dicing with death from a kiss of flames, flouting with fire in scorching pirouettes. The candle beckons its sizzling caress, enticing and inviting a flight to light. They flaunt the heat that burns so brightly in decaying spirals of kindled demise. This tragedy taunts the encroaching darkness of sullen sways performed with grace, teasing enchantments from magical pyres to always remain just beyond reach. Such brave endeavors to flirt with folly, repeated relentlessly throughout eternity, where minds perceive an attractive embrace, remiss of an orbit around radiant repose. A faltering flight must spell disaster, to plummet in blazing balls asunder. A final performance to nightly spectators who watch from shadows through unseen eyes. As the taper flickers its last dying breath, extinguished from sight in a gasp of smoke, bidding farewell to glows from fading embers, till radiance calls out from night once more.
Now, I was waiting for the zap.
Huh.
Like a bug zapper?
Yeah. I think that for some reason the background put me in the mood of The Exorcist for some reason.
Tubular bells, yeah. Yeah, I think the life of a moth around a light. I think that's what
there
he's
was
describing
a foreboding to the music, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good touch. That's a good to have the author read his own work, put a little background into it. Yeah, it only enhances the piece. Pretty good. All right, what do you? Decay and spirals kind of.
That was last poem. I can't believe how fast it goes, but time always flies when I hang out with you, Hatter.
Yeah, I like spending the night with you too, Deb.
Oh, thank you.
Now, did we have a subject for this week per AP Taylor?
We do. AP has chosen apples.
Apples.
And the interesting thing is if you look, I was shocked at how many different quotes there are. Like in Australia, they say, she'll be apples, which means she'll be good. She'll be, you know. She'll be fine. She'll be good. She'll be apples. I thought that was really cool. And if you look, there's a, like, you know, I always think an apple a day keeps the doctor away, because that's one of those phrases that you hear. So I was thinking that maybe we could come up with a list of those. I'll add it on later on when I get back from picking up my son. And maybe something that you see on that list will inspire. But irregardless, you don't have to wait for those quotes if something already spoke to you. But we're going apple.
But did you know that eating apple seeds is can, if you eat enough of them, it can kill you. It's got cyanide in it. You can eat the seeds off of one apple, but I wouldn't suggest you eat the seeds off of three or four of them. I think that's about the limit. They say that you could get yourself in trouble. And I don't know if that's one apple, variety of apple over another. But, don't eat the seeds, man.
Yeah, no, I hadn't heard that. But I see here in the online Encyclopedia Britannica that it says, as you watch someone carelessly munching on an apple, some vague alarm bells go off in your head. Didn't you hear somewhere that apple seeds are poisonous? Well, apple seeds can indeed be poisonous, but it takes quite a few of them to kill you, and only if they have been crushed. Huh. Apple seeds and the seeds of related plants such as pears and cherries contain amygdalin and cyanogenic. So that's like the cyanide, as you mentioned. When they metabolize in the digestive system, it degrades into a highly poisonous hydrogen cyanide, and a lethal dose can kill you within minutes. And you know how sometimes kids will get the bright idea to grab I won't say any brands because I'm definitely not trying to give any ideas, but certain drugs, they'll crush it up and snort it, and it's like, okay, it was meant to be time released, and then it's very detrimental. But I had never heard that the seeds were poisonous. But you got to wonder, like, if you're eating and you swallow a couple, it's okay. But why is it okay, Hatter? Because it still goes in your stomach, mm-hmm. and you still digest it. Why is it that if you crush it, it becomes more poisonous?
Well, because it doesn't digest well as a seed, you'll just pass it through. But if you crush it, everything's released. So if you chew on it, that's like crushing it. But swallowing it, it's probably just pass on through. That's my guess. Dr. Hatter knows.
Well,
yeah, I was surprised.
I guess the Hatter knows that we need to get ourselves out of here. But
all right.
I want to, again, thank you for the speedy hour. I want to shout out again to AP. We missed you. And I want to say thank you to the AP Taylor Poetry Foundation for making all this happen. And, again, keep your eyes out. The April contest will be released shortly. See you guys Monday for Personal Prompt Monday. Again, quotes by Xylophonic Blues. And some really cool art. Hope to see you there. And my sweet, we love you. We miss you. And Stephen and Ted, stay safe.
Yeah. We going out with a song?
or no?
We sure can. What do you want to hear?
Anything you want. How about that Laveral, the Canadian girl? I'm with you.
Yeah, we haven't listened to her for a while. Well, this is a song by Avril Lavigne, and I listened to quite a bit of her music because she's got this really beautiful voice, but I was thrilled when I played it the first time for Hatter, and he really enjoyed listening to her sing, sorry, and she has such emotion in her voice that she can give you goosebumps and pull you in. And I have a few in the studio, but I know exactly which one Hatter wants to hear. So on that note, this is Avril Lavigne singing I'm With You. Love and respect, everyone. Thanks Hatter.
Deb.
I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain, no footsteps on the ground. I'm listening but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that
I guess it's the lead singer of Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show,
thanks,
Adam.
Deb.
Thank you.
Yeah. Talk to you
later. Respect. Night, everyone.
Okay.